Hey everyone, some courses out there charge hundreds of dollars for points 101 information, but that seems a little bit steep, right? One of my goals with this podcast is to show more people from all walks of life what can be possible with points and miles through free materials like this podcast, my Instagram, the free weekly newsletter, and now introducing a free course. If you or someone you know is interested in points and miles, but just not sure how to get started, I've put together everything you need to know about how to earn points and redeem them for your first points trip, including how to get your spouse or partner on board with the game as well. Check out the free course at geobreezetravel.com/free course, and please share it with a friend who would be a great fit for this hobby too. Welcome to the GeoBreeze Travel Podcast, a show for anyone wanting to level up their travel hacking lifestyle. I'm your host, Julia Menez. I'm a travel hacker, coach, speaker, Filipino-American ENTJ who loves solid travel gear and using shortcuts on spreadsheets. On this show, I'm on a mission to bring you travel hackers from all walks of life to help you level up your travel hacking game. We dive into credit cards, miles, points, strategy, mindset, and the secrets behind how to travel the world for next to no cost. So let's get hacking.
You know, you're top of the list for everything. You have a personal number of somebody you call an American. And I know when you do flagship first check-in and some of that stuff, you get key service. So depending on the airport, they'll put you on a golf cart and take you to your plane. Or in Charlotte, you get to ride on the SUVs and they'll take you between your gates, which is nice. And then, you know, sometimes they can move you flights. You just get kind of like better, even better service. And I know you get a couple flagship first dining certificates to be able to use that at the flagship, which I've never even done flagship first dining. And I fly American all the time. So, but it's just kind of that. It's an invitation only thing. And so that's kind of why I want it, because you can't get it unless you're invited. So it seems very like fancy and special, but you do get way more benefit than even the EPs get, which is kind of cool.
Hey there, points people. You just heard a clip from Ashley Peterson from Ashley Gets Around. Ashley is an expert at finding cheap business class flights and hacking airline status. She has been to over 100 countries, mostly as a solo traveler. She loves luxury experiences for the least amount of money, and she loves helping others do the same. While she does love credit card points, she's a firm believer that credit cards aren't the only way to earn hundreds of thousands of miles. Ashley is a co-owner of Wild Air Travel, a bespoke tour company where she plans every detail of every itinerary. She has been featured on CNN, Good Morning America, and The Today Show. In this episode, Ashley and I discuss how to rack up tons of American Airlines miles and how to get an American Airlines status year after year. We also discuss how she's able to find some amazingly cheap business class and first class flights all over the world. If you are looking to earn American Airlines status, putting a lot of spend on a co-branded card, such as the Citi Advantage World Elite MasterCard, can really propel you towards Executive Platinum. Remember, if you decide to apply for an American Airlines card or any other card, never apply directly through Google. Always use a friend or creator's referral link. If you're interested in supporting this show when you apply for your next card, check out geobreezetravel.com/cards. And if you're not sure what card is right for you, I offer free credit card consultations at geobreezetravel.com/consultations. And we have links to the Citi Advantage World Elite MasterCard and the free consultation form for you in the show notes as well. And now, on with the show. Hey, Ashley, welcome to the GeoBreeze Travel Podcast.
Hi, how are you, Julia?
I'm doing well. I'm excited to chat with you. I am excited to learn all about American Airlines status and how to hack that, because I recently just moved to Las Vegas and I think that's like the next frontier of programs I really want to learn more about and get status with and fly all over the world with, because I know there's lots of different things you can do with American Airlines status and American Airlines points other than flying on American Airlines planes. Before we get into all of that, though, tell us a little bit about yourself and your background and how did you get into the world of points and miles and also just travel hacking and the way that you do it, since it's a little bit different than most people who come on the show.
Yeah, so I'm Ashley. Most people probably know me as Ashley Gets Around. I'm pretty obsessed with my American Airlines EP status, Executive Platinum status, and I've been EP for, I want to say, 4 years now, and travel hacking in general, like I've been to 100 countries. I'm pretty obsessed with travel. And then I've kind of just always read other blogs, all the points blogs, and then realized a few years ago that I could kind of hack American Airlines status. And so then once I did it, I just got like really addicted to my EP status. And I love using my AA miles. I feel like they are worth a lot. I've gotten a lot of really cool flights out of them.
How did you get started with all this? Like, how did you even hear that this was a thing?
So I'd say probably Flyer Talk. Like, I got on Flyer Talk and I just started kind of doing a deep dive into everything Flyer Talk probably 5-6 years ago and picking up on what other people were doing and then sort of expanding on that and like special fares and that sort of thing and how you can kind of earn more than you spend. And then now this year with the loyalty points changing, it's like a total game changer and it's even easier now for people to hit status on American. I actually already hit EP for the year, like I want to say 2 months ago, which is insanely early for me to hit it. So it's even easier for people to hit it now.
We are recording this in October. How does the calendar work for earning status?
So currently now it's changed this year. So now the status year goes through the end of February. So you have until the end of February, 2023 to earn status for this year and next year. But you most airlines end up being the end of the year, but American shifted it with their new loyalty points. So this year, actually, you had a little bit longer to earn because they allowed January and February to count for 2022.
So now that you've earned status, you have it for the rest of 2022 and all of 2023 into February 2024. Is that how that
works? Yes. So you get it. So whenever you earn it for the calendar year that you're in and the following calendar year. So if you time it right, you can kind of get a decent number of months out of the status.
So it's kind of like Southwest Companion Pass, but shifted a couple months. So in an ideal world, if somebody could get through all of their American Airlines requirements to get status in March, is that the best time? Because then they would get it for April through December of, we'll say 2022, plus all of 2023, plus January, February, 2024. Is that how that would work?
Yeah, if you spend enough money, I feel like that would be pretty hard. But I mean, I'm sure there are people that hit executive platinum status by March, but for this year anyway, but for next year, the status year doesn't start until March. So then you kind of earn it for March through the next March and then the following year, if that makes sense.
Yeah. So if someone's like, well, I've got hundreds of thousands of dollars to spend, I don't know why you're listening to this podcast, but if they're like, I got hundreds of thousands of dollars to spend, I want to get AA status, best timing would be in March, right? What are the requirements? Like, is it hundreds of thousands of dollars? What would it take to get all the different levels of status with American Airlines?
So the low status is only 30,000 loyalty points, which is actually pretty easy to get. I'm actually building an e-course about American Airlines and status and how to hack it and just all the information with loyalty points. With being able to use the AA Advantage shopping portal, getting 30,000 AA points is actually not that difficult. The second level is 75,000 points, and that one's platinum. And then Platinum Pro is 125,000. And then Executive Platinum is the really big jump. It's 200,000 loyalty points per year.
What is a loyalty point? If you're not shopping on the portal, does that mean if somebody was brute forcing it, they'd have to spend $200,000 or what does that mean?
No. So with American Airlines, you earn based on the cost of the ticket. So if you were earning it, what people like to say, button seat miles by flying only, if you don't have status, you earn 5 miles in loyalty points per dollar spent on American. And then it goes up based on your status. So if you have gold, you get more. And then because I'm executive platinum, I earn 11 miles in loyalty points per dollar spend on American. But you can also earn miles and loyalty points. They're kind of interchangeable, if that makes sense. It's kind of confusing. I don't know why they didn't just keep the term mile because it just confused everybody. Like, what's a loyalty point? What's a mile? And they're generally the same thing. They can kind of be used interchangeably, except loyalty points are only for status. That you can earn like 10,000 AA miles and loyalty points off a hotel, which I did that this summer in Rome off of a 2-night hotel stay. So they can be earned in different ways. You don't have to actually spend 200,000 to earn EP. You can, if you have the AA credit card, you could just put $200,000 of spend on the city credit card and earn it. I don't know. I think that would be a terrible use of spend, but you could technically do it that way if you wanted to.
So you can earn this through flying. You can earn it through the credit card. You mentioned the shopping portal is another way to do this. And I know they've had crazy good deals on the Simply Miles portal. Is the Simply Miles portal and the regular American Airlines portal, are those the same thing, also interchangeable, or are those two different things?
So they are two different things, and you can actually stack them, which I think confuses a lot of people. So Simply Miles add offers to a specific credit card, and it can actually even be a debit card. It just has to be a MasterCard. So it can't be Amex. It can't be Visa. It has to be a MasterCard. And you go in, attach it to your AA Advantage number. And then, so say, for example, I don't know, like Shell is on there, Uber's on there, a bunch of different companies have different offers, and you just link that offer. So say there's 500 miles for spending $10 on Uber. So you would just attach that to your MasterCard. And then when you used it at Uber, you would automatically get those miles. Sometimes you can find offers that are both in Simply Miles and on the AA shopping portal, and that you can actually stack them. And so that's pretty cool that they are two kind of separate things. Whereas like the AA shopping portal is just a typical shopping portal. That makes sense.
That does make sense. And one of the deals last year with the Simply Miles portal, there was a charity, I forgot which one it was.
Conservation International.
That one. Tell us about that deal.
So that deal is like one of the best deals of my life. I like love that deal. So I was already on Simply Miles and I had seen this deal and I was like, basically, it was you earned 40 miles per dollar donated to this charity. And then American was doing this thing where they gave you 200 more miles per dollar spent on Simply Miles, like anything that you spent. And so it was 240 miles per dollar spent. And when I first saw that, I was like, there's no way that that is accurate. And then I got on Flyer Talk and was looking at other blogs and people were like, no, this is like, this seems accurate. And so I bought a few hundred thousand miles of AA miles. And I wish I'd bought more, honestly, because of course, with that deal, you're like, maybe they won't honor it, but they did. And I thought I bought a lot because I spent like $1,500 in miles. And then it turns out there were other people who bought tens of thousands of dollars worth of AA miles. So if you got on that deal, you earned a lot of miles for not a lot of money because you earned so many per dollar, which was crazy.
And so you could probably feasibly get executive platinum just from that, right?
Yeah. So at the time, the loyalty points hadn't started yet. So because this was last year, those didn't count towards my status. But I'm in a couple of Facebook groups for executive platinum and concierge key members. And there were people who spent about $25,000 on Simply Miles, and they were actually gifted key status. So there were some people that got key status from the Simply Miles promotion. I was not one of them. I wouldn't have bought $25,000 worth of AA miles personally, but the people that did, they actually got key status temporarily based on how much they bought, which was kind of crazy.
That is crazy that they're like, I'm going to go into this gaming the system. And then American Airlines responded, thank you for donating $25,000 to this charity. We're going to give you concierge key status. That is incredible.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy because they got the miles. But it's always funny to me because I'm like, well, if you have 25 grand just to buy miles with, you probably don't need the key status. But it's interesting because people bought millions of dollars worth of those miles. And I'm sure people have taken some pretty cool trips with them. I've already taken a couple trips with the miles that I bought. So it's one of those things that if it ever comes back, I mean, I would enter my credit card number so fast just based on the cost of those miles.
What do you get with concierge key?
So I'm not even actually 100% sure of all the benefits, but you get your top of the list for everything. You have a personal number of somebody you call at American. And I know when you do flagship first check-in and some of that stuff, you get key service. So depending on the airport, they'll put you on a golf cart and take you to your plane, or in Charlotte, you get to ride on the SUVs and they'll take you between your gates, which is nice. And then sometimes they can move you flights. You just get kind of like better, even better service. And I know you get a couple flagship first dining certificates to be able to use that at the flagship, which I've never even done flagship first dining. And I fly American all the time. So, but it's just kind of that, it's an invitation only thing. And so that's kind of why I want it, because you can't get it unless you're invited. So it seems very like fancy and special, but you do get way more benefit than even the EPs get, which is kind of cool.
What kind of benefits do you get just for having executive platinum status?
So I'm top on the list for any upgrades. So my upgrade percentage is like pretty good. I pretty much always get upgraded. When you check in for international flights, like in New York and Miami, LA, you get what's called flagship first check-in. So you go in and it's kind of like this special like room. It's a special separate check-in area. And then you check in and then they actually walk you to the front of security. So whether that's pre-check or regular security, you skip any line, which is nice. And then you get lounge access on an international ticket. It used to be that it had to be outside of North America, but during COVID, they added in Admirals Club access for flights to Mexico and the Caribbean. So you actually get club access anytime you were flying pretty much any international ticket. You have a special number, and typically those agents, they're pretty knowledgeable. So typically stuff's done pretty quickly. And of course, like the free bag, I get three bags at 70 pounds pretty much everywhere I want to go. And I actually get EPs get upgraded on award tickets, which is one thing that's different. So I've gotten upgraded on award tickets and a whole host of other things. Priority check-in, of course, priority bag tags. And then anybody that travels with me also gets some of those benefits, which is nice.
Are you usually just using your American Airlines miles that you're earning on international flights? Are you flying American most of the time? Are you usually using them on partners? What do you redeem your stuff on?
So my favorite way to redeem them is for Q-Suites. Like I would fly Q-Suites everywhere. But I will say I tend to book them either international partners in business class or higher, or because I think that's the best value. I also will redeem them for last minute domestic tickets. So like I'm flying to Chicago tomorrow. Actually wasn't even supposed to go till Friday. Canceled my one award ticket, rebooked it. And the cash price was like $650, or I could use 12,000 miles. So I just used the 12,000 miles. So I do use some domestic, and then a lot of partner business class is typically what I burn the miles on.
Would you ever transfer American Express to something so that you could book American Airlines? Because I have not flown American Airlines very much at all. I have one flight with them currently booked, and I had zero American Airlines miles because, fun fact, I didn't even have an AA Advantage number until this year. So I moved American Express points to Etihad to book my flagship first class. Do you ever do anything like that, or you just have a never-ending stream of AA points?
Unfortunately or fortunately, I have pretty much a never-ending stream of AA points at this point. I mean, I have like a million of them, literally. So I can't burn them fast enough, it seems. But I have transferred points into British Airways. That's a good use of points for like the deal when they have a transfer bonus. So that Iberia deal that was out like a couple months ago where you could transfer, I think it was Amex to British Airways at a 25% bonus. And then you could use those on Iberia. That's a great use of points that you could use for like oneworld flights that aren't American. Because I think Bilt is the only one that you can transfer credit card points directly to American. So everything else you would have to transfer to another partner like Etihad or British Airways or something like that.
How do you have a never-ending stream of points?
Well, I bought hundreds and hundreds of thousands of them last year. I already had a stack of, I want to say three, I had stashed 300,000 away before COVID. I wanted in 2020 to take an around the world trip with my AA points. Then COVID happened. So then I just continued to bank them. And then as I earn status, I just keep earning miles. And when your EP, the status bonus that you earn on miles, like some tickets I'll earn 30, 40,000 miles off of one round trip ticket if it's a business class ticket. And so then it's kind of, it kind of gets to the point where I'm like, okay, I need to spend some of these miles. But it's great because last year I had a friend who was flying Spirit, don't recommend. And she got stranded in Fort Lauderdale And they weren't going to be able to get her on a flight for 4 days because of just how Spirit Airlines didn't have flights for like 4 days. And so I was able to be like, no, like I'm going to get you home tomorrow. And I was able just to book her with like 20,000 AA points to fly her back to the Caribbean. So she didn't have to spend four days in Fort Lauderdale. So I do like to keep kind of a stash for that reason, but I have enough that I need to spend them.
When you're spending them, you mentioned you like to do Q suites in those. How much are you normally spending at a time and how often are you redeeming these? Because even if you have all of these miles, is it difficult to find award availability for the style of travel that you do?
I would say if you were super, super specific, like if you're like, I only want to leave from Oklahoma City and I only want to go to Paris and I want to go the first Saturday in June, you're going to have a problem finding that. If you're like, hey, I don't care what airport I fly out on the East Coast, I just want to get somewhere in Europe or I want to get somewhere in Asia, you're going to have a lot easier of a time finding that. So because I tend to be a little flexible, I do tend to find the availability of what I want, but I've really only redeemed, I wanted probably 5 round trip flights at this point. I just did first class, which was crazy. I did first class from Bangkok to Doha and then Doha to Jordan. And I actually booked that last minute for 50,000 AA miles. And it was incredible. And the cash value of that was like $4,000. And I paid like $40 in taxes. It was crazy. And the whole thing actually, because I had bought miles during that crazy promotion, those miles actually only cost me about $200. So it was like kind of crazy. But as long as you're kind of flexible, I don't find it too difficult to use AA miles, at least currently. But of course, if you book early, you have a much better chance of finding award availability, like if you want to do the Maldives and stuff like that. But I typically haven't had, but I always solo traveling. So I usually only need one ticket. So that helps me out a little bit. But in general, I don't find AA miles too difficult to use.
But with the style of travel hacking that you do, I think this is a pretty good segue. You're not normally redeeming miles, right? You're finding a lot of these really low cash fares.
Yeah. Yeah. I have like, it's kind of a weird. Yeah. So that's another reason why I have a lot of miles, because I end up finding such cheap cash fares that I end up deciding not to use the miles. So I sort of got into that probably 5-6 years ago, where I was like kind of hacking flights. So like a lot of people were hacking economy flights, which was great. Like who doesn't love a $300 flight to Europe? But then I started noticing like, oh wait, some of these bloggers are like flying to like Vietnam for like $400 in business class. Like how are they doing this? And same thing, if you're really flexible, if you're like, oh, you just book based on the tickets that you see, then you can get some really crazy deals. There was one last night actually for $600 in Q suites from Bali to New York. And then it actually ended up working out into a lot of other big airports like Chicago and DC and Dallas as well. And so I kind of, how I fly business so much is I combine cheap cash fares. And then when I can't find cheap cash fares, then I use my A miles or my Amex points or whatever.
How are you finding these? Are you just constantly searching through American Airlines website or is it a partner website?
Yeah. So for award tickets, I use the AA Explorer map. And so you can kind of plug in, you know, where you want to go, where you want to depart from, and then it'll let you search by region and date. So it's kind of just tedious. You kind of have to play around with it because sometimes maybe if you look at June 1st, you don't see anything, but June 2nd could have 10 options. So that is kind of what I use for searching for the award tickets. For cash tickets, I use Google Flights. And I'm literally on Google Flights like 12 hours a day. Some days, like really searching all sorts of weird city pairings and searching for cash tickets that way by flying One World Partners. And I do just with my status kind of prefer flying Qatar, Japan Airways, or Cathay Pacific. But when it comes to cash fares, I don't care the cheapest. If there's a $400 business class ticket, I don't care what airline it's on. And so that is why this year I've flown like Gulf Air, Emirates. Who else have I flown this year? Saudia, Delta. I've kind of flown a lot because of the cheap cash fares. But when I'm using miles, I tend to use AA miles just because I have so many of them.
I can't believe we've already recorded more than 100 podcast episodes. It feels like we just started yesterday, but we've already covered so many great points and mile strategies on this show and have many more to come. If you're new to this show or looking to level up your points game quickly, I offer a bunch of resources at geobreezetravel.com/start here. It includes links to free consults, free trials to some of my favorite points tools, and also links to services like group coaching, which start at only $5 per session through the Patreon. Again, that's geobreezetravel.com/start here, which I have linked for you in the show notes. And speaking of the Patreon, this week's Patreon shout out goes out to Donna. Thank you so much for being a part of the GeoBreeze Travel Patreon community.
So tell us a little bit about web special fares. What are they?
So web special fares are kind of like, just like what the name says, but they're ones that are kind of discounted a little bit. And so you can't really make changes to them, but you can cancel them if you decide not to take the flight and get your miles back. But sometimes you'll see some pretty good deals. Like I saw a few months ago, first class on Japan Airways for 60,000 AA points one way, which is like a really good deal. It was like about, I think about 30,000 off. And so you can find pretty good web specials on AA, and they just kind of vary by the day. So you kind of have just to kind of look for them. And it's definitely better to look on your like desktop or laptop versus the mobile app, because sometimes they won't show up on the mobile app as well as the main website.
Yeah, I've heard you can get domestic flights for 5,000 points one way with web special fares, which is even better than Turkish Miles and Smiles. And you can do this across the country too, which is crazy.
Yeah, I was looking actually for some domestic flights because people were like, oh, it's a lot of miles. I'm like, it isn't. And I was even finding from like Asheville, Charlotte, Greenville to San Diego for like next year for 6,000 miles one way, which is crazy cheap. That's like not a lot of miles at all. And so that's a really good sweet spot are those domestic web specials, because typically the domestic flight cost is pretty high, but the miles sometimes will be pretty low. And so that's definitely like one place I recommend people using miles in are those like really cheap web specials for domestic flights, because you can find some really good ones.
Any other good sweet spots for using American Airlines miles? I know you mentioned Q Suites, which I think is the favorite for people. You can fly New York to Doha to the Maldives for, what is it, 70,000 points per person one way in the best business class in the world, as it's so called. So it's basically a first class product, and you can get 70,000 points with a credit card sign up for American Airlines.
Yeah, so definitely my personal favorite is to use Q Suites. You get the longest time in business class, but the Japan, a lot of the Japan Airways tickets are also 70,000. It's distance based. So you'll get 70,000, 75,000 one way awards. And the other sweet spot is the off peak to Europe. So you can find a lot of like East Coast to, you know, Madrid, Barcelona, Paris, those for 57.5 thousand miles, which I think is like incredible, incredible deal. And then you can actually, if you fly on, you can even fly into London for that and not pay a lot of tax, because what a lot of people don't know is AA doesn't pass on the taxes if you're flying AA metal. If you flew British Airways, they would pass on those taxes. But if you fly on American planes, you only end up paying, I think it's the $5.60 tax, which is great for flying into London. So that's another sweet spot too.
Yeah, that's amazing. And lots of different ways that you can use American Airlines miles. I know that some people talk about all of the huge luxury things you can do with them, like Q Suites and JAL and all of that. But also 6,000 points, because some people are like, yeah, Bilt will transfer over to American Airlines, but my rent is only 2,000 miles. So like over a quarter, I'll earn 6,000. Like, what can I really do with that? You can fly across the country. You can get from North Carolina to San Diego, apparently.
Yeah, you can. And those tickets tend to be expensive. Those cash fares tend to be pretty expensive. So I think that personally, I think either long haul business class or domestic economy that are those expensive tickets, but not as many miles, are tend to be my personal favorite way to use AA points. Obviously, depending on what somebody wants to do with their miles, of course, like they may have different goals than what I have. But in general, the domestic flights tend to be pretty expensive. So if you can get one of the web specials, then it ends up being a really, really, really good use of miles.
I want to circle back to something you mentioned at the beginning, which is that you were able to earn a lot of American Airlines miles with a hotel stay. How are you doing that?
Yeah, so Rocket Miles. You can also use bookaahotels.com, which goes through booking, but I think Rocket Miles is better. They tend to have way more hotels. But basically, instead of earning your Marriott points, you would earn AA miles. So you do got to give up any status that you have because you're not going to earn your nights towards status. But basically, it's a search engine, sort of like Expedia, booking.com. But instead of you can earn AA miles, you can also earn other miles. Like I think United works, Aeroplan may also be on Rocket Miles. But with AA, those miles that you earn actually count towards status, which is crazy. And so there are some sweet spots. Like I have found some hotels that were like $200 a night. And for just one night, you earn 10,000 AA miles, which is nuts. And so there are definitely like some sweet spots. If you look there, I even know a lot of people who do throw away hotels in Vegas because there's this one specific hotel. I can't think of the name right now, but they'll do,
Terrace.
You know, is it like Sunday to Thursday rates for like $80 and they earn like 7,000 AA miles. And so people just like buy it and don't show up. So I'm sure this hotel is probably like, why do these people keep booking and not coming? And it's a bunch of AA loyalty people who are like buying these rooms and not going, because you'll earn the miles whether you show up or not because they're prepaid rooms.
That's amazing. So even if you're not in Las Vegas, you can book the Harrah's Casino Hotel where this deal is at, pay $200, get, I think I saw 9,000 on American Airlines miles for that room rate. And you don't even have to show up because it's prepaid. That's so cool.
Yeah. So you actually can skip out on paying the resort fee because if you don't check in, they don't charge your card for that fee. So then you're just paying the room hotel and you're earning the AA miles. I don't recommend doing it if you're not really needing the AA miles, but if you're close to status, that's definitely a very cheap, easy way because you usually earn the value of the miles you earn are worth more than the money that you spent. So it's a pretty good way to hit status and earn extra AA miles.
That is a good hack because I was hoping it would do the same with Southwest Companion Pass because you can get Southwest points by booking through Rocket Miles, but some people have confirmed that it does not actually count towards Companion Pass status, unfortunately, with Southwest.
Oh no, that's not as good. Yeah, Rocket Miles is an interesting because you can earn other currency, so other points. And so it probably would, depending on what miles you use, if you're short United miles and you're like, oh, I only need like a couple thousand for an award, Rocket Miles is like a pretty good way to get those points because you can earn a bunch of different currencies. And the miles are sometimes pretty big. It's interesting. I'll go in there at night and just be like, okay, what if I go to like Oklahoma City or wherever? And sometimes you'll be like, whoa, this is like, I did Rome and I stayed three nights in a hotel in Rome and earned 25,000 AA miles. Like, and it wasn't even that expensive of a hotel. I think it was like 250 a night or something. And I was going to stay in Rome for about that price anyway. So I just earned the miles based on what I was already going to spend, which I think is key. You know, you don't want to, sometimes it makes sense to maybe spend a little bit of money to earn those miles, but in general, you don't want to be spending money that you weren't going to spend anyway, because then it's not really worth it.
That makes sense. Do you also earn a lot of points by linking your Hyatt account to your American Airlines account?
So I'm currently in a Hyatt recording this, and I got gifted free status for, I think it's 90 days or at least until the end of the year by my AA because of my AA status. But yes, if I do stay in Hyatts, I double dip. So I'll earn the Hyatt points and the AA. Unfortunately, I'm not really like super hotel loyal, if that makes sense. I know some people love Hyatt. And so I'm actually staying at Hyatt now to earn Globalist. And so you can earn a decent amount of, so that program, I don't think a lot of people know about, is linking the Hyatt and AA. So you're earning miles on both, which is nice.
Yep. You can do that online too. There's just, if you Google Hyatt American Airlines partnership or something like that, you'll find the webpage.
The other thing is like car rentals So for example, Avis, and I think it's Budget, you earn more based on your status. So as EP, I will earn 1250 miles each time I book a car through Avis. And so sometimes I'll be renting somewhere that the car is really cheap, like $12, and I'll earn off a $20 rental, I'll earn 1250 miles, which it kind of adds up over time. And those miles also count towards status. So there's a lot of ways to earn A miles, way more than you would think, actually.
Do you use Best Bank at all?
No, I don't. I know people that do it, but I'm probably one of the only people that doesn't do any of the I need to get on it. I feel like I'm missing out on the extra points, but
yeah, for anybody who's not familiar with Best Bank, you can open a checking account, savings account there, and instead of earning interest, you earn American Airlines miles for just parking your money there. And sometimes they'll do different promos based off of how much you have. So if you have a large expense coming up where you're like, well, I have to keep my money in here because it has to be pretty liquid and I don't want to put it in investments or somewhere else where it's locked up, then Best Bank can be really good because you're going to earn American Airlines miles off of that. So that's another way that some people are able to just passively earn even more American Airlines miles.
Yeah, it's always really interesting to me because I'm in all these like different groups of other hackers and AA hackers, and some of them I feel like I'm an elite level, and then sometimes I hear the thing, I'm like, you earned how many AA miles? Like, I need to be doing this too. So there's tons of ways to earn them. And I kind of expect, though, I do wonder if American next year is going to devalue the miles. I do wonder, because now you're able to earn them so easily. Right now, earn them and burn them. That's probably what I would suggest, is book those flights to the Maldives and Australia and all the places with those miles while you can still get them for 70,000 points, because it's an incredible value.
So you mentioned in the Facebook groups, there's some people who are just crazy advanced. What's some of the crazier stories that you've heard of what people have been able to do with earning American Airlines?
I would say definitely, I thought, going back to the conservation international thing, I thought I was like being crazy because I bought, I think it was like $1,500 to $1,600 worth of those points. And then I heard of people who bought $30,000 worth of those points. So there are definitely people, I've met people who were like, oh yeah, I have a very cash liquid business. I spend a lot on credit cards, and I just put the first 200,000 of my credit card spend on the Citi card, and I earned EP status in like a month, which I'm like, that's crazy. And then they'll shift their spend somewhere else. But it's interesting. A lot of people, I did this too. There was a deal, I can't remember the number of miles. I want to say it's like 8,000, but I'm probably way off, first for doing Bite, which is these invisible like aligners for your teeth. And so if you ordered their impression kit, it was like $14 and you earned, I want to say 7,000. Someone's going to correct me, but it was a lot of miles for $14. And the offer's since been pulled because people were just buying these $14 like impression kits and then throwing them away and then getting the miles. And so people, there's stuff like that that'll show up in the shopping portal that'll be like, for $10, you can earn 10,000 miles or something. So it's good to keep looking at AA. I look every day at AA shopping because stuff changes. And one of my other things is I travel a lot just in general. I'm a full-time traveler. And so I will book a lot of tours through Viator, which is on AA, and sometimes we'll go up to like 8 to 10 points per dollar. I've probably earned 10,000 just this year on Viator tours. So there's definitely different ways those miles all add up by just going through the AA shopping portal.
Have you heard of Pudding Guy?
Oh, yeah.
For anybody who hasn't heard the story of Pudding Guy, in 1999, there was a guy named David Phillips. He was a civil engineer, and he collected about 1.2 million American Airlines miles at that point by buying a whole bunch of pudding. He bought about $3,000 worth of pudding and also claimed an $815 tax write-off on all of this. Because what was happening was there was a promotion with American Airlines for Healthy Choice frozen entrees, and you could get 500 miles for every 10 product codes or barcodes that you sent in. So he went to a discount food store and found some chocolate pudding cups for 25 cents a piece, and every single one had its own unique barcode. So he was just buying a whole bunch of pudding cups, sending in the barcodes, and then he had two kids. They got sick of pudding. He and his wife, they said their hands were like peeling from all the different barcodes. And he was like, there has to be a better way. So he contacted his local food bank and was like, hey, if you guys can send me volunteers to collect all of these barcodes, you can just have the pudding. So he donated the rest of the pudding at that point. That's where the $815 tax write-off came into play, because he donated all of that food to the local food bank, got people to get the barcodes for him. It's one of the legendary things, one of the legendary stories.
Sounds like something I would do. Yeah. I did. There was a promotion. I want to say it was 2000. This one's a little crazy. I wasn't sure if I was going to talk about this one, but I want to say it was like 2007, where if you got Wendy's cups, they were like, what, you know, the fast food restaurant Wendy's was doing. If you got these cups, so many of them, you got, I want to say it was like AirTran flights or whatever. So my friend and I literally went dumpster diving pretty much and got these like cups and got free flights out of them. And it was just pretty funny, because we just wait for people to throw their cups away. And you're like, okay. And nobody said anything. We were like, that was the only time I've ever done any sort of dumpster diving, though. My days of dumpster diving, I was like 20. So it was a little different then. But I mean, it's crazy. Like, you can kind of find these sweet spots. And the same thing with the Conservation International. Most normal people probably would have bought a couple $100 worth. And then you have people on the other end of the spectrum who are like, oh, I found a sweet spot, and I'm going to milk this sweet spot for every single mile I can get. And those are my people, honestly. I'm like, okay.
For anybody who thinks the dumpster diving story is crazy, that's the second person on this podcast who has talked about that promo and that they went dumpster diving for Wendy's cups to collect this and get free flights.
I'm glad I'm not the only one. I will say it's funny, though, because people are going to be like, wait, Ashley, like, went dumpster diving? Because I definitely am like known as like the business class hacker. But I definitely, if you told me I could earn a business class ticket on Qatar by dumpster diving, I'd probably do it. So I'm all about the cheap flights.
Yeah. The pudding guy, I think I said it was all American Airlines miles. It wasn't. He actually had the choice to transfer it to pretty much any airline. So he moved about 1 million of them to American Airlines. And once you hit the 1 million point mark, then you get lifetime gold status. I think he's done a couple more of these. So now he's got like probably lifetime executive platinum, and he transferred the rest to United and Delta. But he did the math, and it came out to where he could get 31 trips to Europe for a little over $3,000. So that's like $100 per flight that he was taking for buying pudding. So I know people are like, well, that was 1999. Like, do these things even come up anymore? They still come up. Like, that Simply Miles Conservation International thing came up last year. So you just kind of have to keep an eye out, and these crazy things come up all the time. Sometimes you have to jump into a dumpster.
You might have to jump into a dumpster, but they come up. And when they do, you kind of have to jump on them. But yeah, I'm waiting for the next one. But that's crazy. I think 31 flights to Europe for like $100 each might beat my record for cheap flights.
So with everything that you have learned about cheap flights and American Airlines status and cheap cash web special deals, what would you say is your number one piece of advice for anybody who's like, I want to do this too?
So I would say for hacking status, definitely like look at what you're spending, because you probably already spend enough that if you shift your spending to Rocket Miles or AA shopping, that you can easily earn status and then use those miles for flights. As far as like cheap flights go, obviously like you could pay for my subscription service, but just being open to dates and locations. Sometimes if you're super specific, if you're like, I only want to go to Paris and I want to go the first week of June, you might not find it, but deals come up all the time. A couple months ago, there were flights into London for like $600 business class. So they also happen, and you just kind of have to jump on them when you see them.
Great advice. And speaking of great advice, can you give shout outs to somebody else on the internet who listeners should go follow for awesome points and miles tips?
Yeah. So Kelsey and Devin over at Point Sisters are amazing at finding award availability. I'm pretty good with American award availability, but they're kind of good with like all the world award availability. Devin just did. She just booked for her honeymoon the ANA Around the World trips in business class. I think she only spent business and first class. I think they only spent like 130,000 miles per each ticket for like 10 stops. It was kind of crazy. So they're really good at finding award availability.
Perfect. And where can we find you on the internet?
I am on Instagram at Ashley Gets Around. I'm also on my website at ashleygetsaround.com. So I have a premium flight deal service where I send email alerts for business class and first class and sometimes premium economy. That's pretty much only business class deals. So I found some pretty good ones. Last night was one for $600 in Q Suites, which was crazy. And they just go directly to your email and then you can book them and you can get that at ashleygetsaround.com as well.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much, Ashley, for coming on the show, telling us all about how to earn crazy amounts of points with American and awesome redemption sweet spots that you can have with American Airlines and different One World partners. So thank you so much for coming on to the show.
Awesome. Thanks, Julia.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of the GeoBreeze Travel Podcast. If any of the cards mentioned in today's episode piqued your interest, please check out the links in the show notes for more information on any of the cards. Also, if you apply for a card using the links on that page, I may receive a commission too, so please and thank you. P.S. I hear the links work better in Internet Explorer or Safari, and sometimes the credit card applications tend to glitch out in Chrome. Additionally, it would mean the world to me if you could subscribe to this podcast, leave a 5-star review, and share it with a friend. And if you would like to make even more travel hacking friends, please sign up for the Patreon to access our monthly masterclass hangouts. We dive deep into a particular points program each month, and you'll get to ask all of your travel hacking questions and enjoy being around other people who enjoy points and miles just as much as you and I do. If you would like an invite to the next one, head over to geobreezetravel.com/hangouts to sign up to be on the invite list. Take care and happy travels!